when Mum was when her condition was deteriorating, and June, the care manager, we had another couple of meetings, and June was saying, "Look, we're going to have to up the care package." And I was, at that point, I was trying to push for Mum to get into a care home at that point. But June was saying, "No, Mum's not ready for that. We can, there's still things that we can do to bring care to the home." But Mum was, there was no stimulation. There was nobody coming up speaking to her or stimulating Mum, because Mum didn't want it. There was a couple of incidents. Mum left the cooker on in the household, and used to make herself milky coffees, and that set off the fire alarms, and she had a fall which banged her shoulder and her cheek, and we had to get her up to the hospital to make sure she was okay. And it was then, when she was first admitted to hospital, Ward 15 at Nine Wells, they assessed her and then put in, I think it was Ward 31 at the time, they moved her to Ward 31, and they kept her there to make sure she was okay. At that point, we had meetings with June. Mum was, by law, is only allowed to stay in the hospital if she's, if medically she's not needing any attention. She doesn't need to be there. So they were going to have to get her out. They didn't want to put her back into the home environment where she was becoming more and more vulnerable. Therefore, it was deemed that it came to the stage where Mum had to go into a home, residential care home, nursing care home. We had to pick a top three from the care homes that we had seen that we thought Mum would like. And the option, this was where she is now at Meenis Hill Care Home. That was the first option. That was her first choice because it had all the amenities and it was clean, it was modern, the staff were fantastically interactive. And then, as it happens, a vacancy arose here, and it was a case of getting her from Nine Wells, where she was, straight to here. But that transition, initially, on the day, was a bit of a shock. And she saw some of the folk that was in the Lemon Grove, and she thought, the way Mum thinks she's young, she's, I'm not old, I'm not like these people, and that's how Mum thinks. And she just didn't, initially, within the first hour, 2 hours of taking her, bringing her here from the ward at Nine Wells, she didn't like it. She felt frightened. She didn't want it. She didn't want to be here. And June came down. We were here. My wife and I were here. June came down to make sure that the transition and Mum settled in. And we all were quite concerned at that point. And within about 2, 3, 4 days, she seemed to be quite at ease, and she was quite happy here. She was beginning to like it, and her room was fine. And we brought down a lot of her furniture and pictures from the house to the room and put them up on the walls and things like that, things that they're familiar from Mum's house to there, so she can see in her bedroom that there was familiar items going about.